morning and welcome to Penta On Air. And today we're promoting our Small Business Saturday feature with numerous retailers from the town of Westboro. And today we have Dan from Cork and Grain. Dan, tell us about your special and what's on tap for anybody that wants to come into your store for Small Business Saturday.
Yeah, definitely. I'm glad to be here. Today I came in to talk about a product that we're going to be advertising for Small Business Saturday, Cool Swan Irish Cream Liqueur. 100% natural Irish cream with Madagascar vanilla and white Belgian chocolate to kind of be a little bit different for the holiday season and kind of go with some of your holiday spirits. Will be available for sampling and it'll be on sale for $27.99.
Wonderful. Sounds delicious. And you're located in the Rotary in Westboro. What's the exact address for those people that are listening who might want to put it in their navigation systems who are outside of Westboro?
Definitely. So we're right in the middle of the Rotary. We have actually two doors. Our address, the best way to find us is 2 West Main Street.
Terrific. So Dan, tell us a little bit about your company. It recently won an award from the Westboro IDC for being a number one small business in the community.
Yeah.
And you've done some really interesting things over the years since you started with tastings and bringing in specialty small batch wines and brews. So do you want to talk a little bit about what your specialty is for those wine and beer connoisseurs that are really looking for special gifts this holiday?
Yeah, definitely. I'd love to. Yeah. So we've been open for 3 years. Our first year of business, we did win Westboro Small Business of the Year. And we took kind of a different approach when we opened the store. We wanted to focus on smaller wineries, single estate wineries, like you had mentioned, to be different than everybody else. Because you can go really anywhere and get a big name brand wine. But there's so many other wines out there that are great. And if people get a chance to try them, they realize that they really are great wines. So we do a lot of tastings on Fridays, Friday evenings. Because we do carry different things, we need to give people an opportunity to try them before, they purchase them. And we kind of take that same approach with our spirits and our craft beers. We're always looking for, different products that are just they're great values and good prices that people are open to trying different things.
And so many people love to give gift cards for the holidays, especially, to make sure people get exactly what they want. So do you offer gift cards or gift certificates at your store?
Yes, we do. Actually, that's a great thing to bring up. We do have gift cards available that you can do for any amount.
Great.
Yeah.
And if we're looking for the perfect host or hostess gift, it sounds like your place is the way to go, something unique and different. And you and your partner are present to provide information on the wines and the beer to make sure that everyone's picking out the perfect gift
yeah.
to bring to a party.
Yeah, we have a very knowledgeable staff and we have write-ups for all our wines to go with pairings and we can help anybody select any gift or something that they're pairing with their Thanksgiving or Christmas meals or any other holiday parties. And we have gift bags and we can do gift baskets if somebody's looking for one of those too.
Great. Well, thank you so much. And we'll just make sure everyone knows to go to the Cork and Grain and get the perfect gift for that wine connoisseur and or person who loves the best brew in town.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Joining us for Small Business Saturday podcast, we have Dom from Arturo's Restaurant. And Dom, tell us about this incredible offer that you're giving to everyone who stops in on Saturday, November 30th.
Hi, Deborah. Well, thanks for having me. What a great honor to be here. Yeah, we're supporting Small Business Saturday with a promo to let people know that we are open for lunch on Saturdays. So from 11:30 a.m., which is when we start lunch, to 3, which is when we change over to our dinner menu, we're doing a BOGO. So it's buy one, get one, any entree, and that's for dine-in or takeout. So you can call ahead, order a pasta dinner, and then have a second one for free, or an entree salad. And so it's a buy one, get one free, straight up.
That's awesome. And you've got some great sandwiches, you know, for people who are just like, okay, I'm going to grab a quick bite to eat. I'm going to grab a sandwich or a panini. Tell us a little bit about some of those menu items for those people that love to grab a quick sandwich.
Thank you. Yeah, our lunch menu is pretty diverse. We have cold items, hot items. So a lot of the stuff we have on our catering menu as well. So it's great. It travels well. So, you know, our meatballs, our mom's recipe, really good, on a nice, you know, soft sub roll, chicken parm, Italian, kind of classic sandwiches. And then we have like more interesting stuff, and we have some vegetarian options too. I like getting the Mediterranean wrap, which is really like a mixed green salad, with a little bit of feta balsamic dressing and other vegetables in there. And you could add chicken to it as well. And so the lunch menu really, from pizza to pasta, and then some healthy items like our power chicken, which is quinoa with grilled chicken, and a pesto vinaigrette. I mean, all really good stuff. And, our soups are amazing. We make them in house every day. We have an all natural chicken soup, that is gluten free that we make every single day. So in, you know, the weather in winter, we're expected in New England, it's always nice to be able to have that, accessible. And then we make another soup, just from our book of recipes. So we're always keeping things fresh and different.
That's great. And your pizza is absolutely delicious.
Thank you.
Nice, thin crust, real Italian pizza. The quality of the cheeses, everything tastes just so great. So lots of great offerings for lunch. And hopefully those people that will be visiting those great vendors that have been in today talking with us about Small Business Saturday here in Westboro will go in, take advantage of this great offer you have, and try your amazing lunch menu. So let's talk a little bit about history. You've had this business now for a very long time, and it's really changed over the years. And most recently, you had this great expansion where you added another room to accommodate functions. Are you booking holiday parties? Do you want to talk a little bit about that? What should someone do if they want to book a holiday party?
Yes. So on New Year's Eve, we opened the new side of our Turo's. And that expansion included a larger bar, a lounge, and a private dining space. And we're really proud of the decor and the way it looks. We think that is very welcomed in the neighborhood and community, and just adding to the other great businesses that we have around here. So whether it's a family gathering or a business event, the Firenze room is really a spectacular option. And we can do different types of events, whether it's more stand-up and cocktail or more formal seated or plated dinner and kind of everything in between. So booking is really easy. The toughest thing is getting a date that's available. So right now, holiday events are booking up quickly. There still are a few December dates available, and some companies are opting to host their holiday parties in January just to kind of get through the rush of the holidays and then be maybe in a little more relaxed environment in their own workplaces. So it's as easy as a phone call, and we're proud that when you call our Turo's, you get a real person. It's not a prompt, press 1 for catering, press 2 for private events. We answer the phone, and our people are knowledgeable and can guide you in the booking process, which should be pretty easy, and we try to make it as easy as possible for you.
Great. So share with our listeners what that number would be if they're looking to call Arturo's for their holiday party.
Yes. So we have one phone number. It's 508-366-1881. And call us during business hours, and we're happy to just give you more information. Our website really does a great job of explaining the details of event booking, and that's arturosristorante.com. I always tell people to Google Arturos in Westboro, because there are some other Arturos restaurants in the country. So Google Arturos in Westboro, and we should come up first.
Great. And then just one last thing, for those people that have lots of company coming for the holidays and need an amazing antipasto or need some great hors d'oeuvres and or just want to outsource either all of their meal or a part of their meal, they will be able to find that catering menu online as well. Is that correct?
Yes, our catering menu is online. We do have print copies available right at Arturo's as well. If you like the paper version, and our catering menu is awesome. You can supplement your event with just some meatballs or a salad, something to take off your plate, or let us do the whole thing for you. This is really December is a really a busy month for catering. And we're happy to be part of people's memories. Christmas Eve is a big day for catering pickup. We open until 1 o'clock and folks pick up items that they're going to prepare and reheat for or heat for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So we definitely recommend placing those orders as early as possible before we stop taking orders.
Great. And you offer gift cards for those very hard to please and hard to find gifts for people?
Yes. So this year we make it really easy for gift card purchases. You can buy them online on our website. You can get an e-gift certificate if you need something last minute and can send it through email, get a physical gift card mailed to you, or just stop in person and pick up a gift card. And locally, it's definitely always appreciated.
Great. So thank you so much for coming today, Dom. We're so happy to have you included in this promotion. And we hope everybody that's shopping on Small Business Saturday will stop in for your awesome 2-for-1 offer. It sounds amazing. And thank you for doing that and for your generosity to all of those shoppers who are going to need to get off their feet and have a great, delicious Italian dinner. Thank you.
Thank you.
Excited that we have Rocco's Donuts joining us today for our Small Business Saturday event. And when you think about a donut, there's no better donut than this delicious Rocco donut with a huge size and any flavor from the Oreo cookie donut to the delicious apple fritter donut and every other thing under the sun. And you have to have a hearty appetite in the morning or any time of the day when you get one of these amazing, delicious breakfast items. And I would say, to venture to say, that they cross a little bit over into the dessert zone. They're so delicious. So welcome and thank you for joining us today.
Hey, thank you for having us. We're glad to be part of your company and everything that you guys are doing in town.
Well, we're really excited about the fact that you're involved in Small Business Saturday and people walking throughout the town and really enjoying the shops and the wonderful offers that are available to them for downtown shopping, and to be able to go into your donut store and get to take advantage of the delicious things that you have available. But then to top it off, to get a nice warm cup of coffee, fresh roasted coffee, to keep them warm and going, because they're going to need all that caffeine to keep them going for Small Business Saturday. So tell us a little bit about the coffee. We very often hear about the donuts. We see the amazing donuts that you produce. They're absolutely beautiful and delicious. So tell us about the coffee. You mentioned that it was freshly roasted in Worcester. So what would they be in store for when they come in to see you?
Well, you're going to get a coffee that is unbelievably rich, and it's smooth. It doesn't give any aftertaste. We work with a roaster out of Worcester who's been doing it for over 70 years, a family-run roasting business. We had our own blend before we even started the business, and we said, we have to be the best. So we made sure that we brought taste testers in, and everybody had to agree it was the best, and we all agreed on it, and we've been selling it ever since. And if you come in on Small Business Saturday, we're going to offer you a free coffee any size that day with your purchase, because we want people to try our coffee. A lot of people have tried our donuts, and hands down, they're the best around. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to make a fib. These are the ultimate best donuts in this area. But our coffee is really awesome too. One of the best coffees around. So come try it that day. And also one other thing is we've added New York style bagels to our menu. And there's not too many places that have the boil type bagel. We offer those now. We've had them for about the last month, but we really want people to try those. So if you're not in the mood for a donut, come in for our bagels. You're going to find out, again, some of the best around.
You know, and I was thinking that I have been in your store and purchased a gift card for someone who absolutely loves your donuts so that they can continue to enjoy your donuts for as long as that gift card will stay intact. But for stocking stuffers, for all those people that love to have something sweet and love to have something on the weekends in the morning or to just enjoy opening up their stockings and having this great treat of a Rocco's Donuts gift card. So tell us a little bit about your gift cards. How do they find them? Are they available online? Do they need to come into the store? What's the best way to get one of your gift cards for that person who loves to have an amazing donut and most importantly, who has a sweet tooth?
We have two ways. You can buy them online. And you print off the sheet just like you would if you bought tickets from anywhere. And you can get them in our store. We have the hard format card. Those are rechargeable. And usually during the holidays, what we do, probably after Thanksgiving, we will offer for every 25 you buy, we give you 5 extra. So if you buy a $25 gift card, you get a $30 gift card for $25. And we also sell our bagged coffee. During Christmas, we do 2 bags for $16. They're usually $10 a piece, but we know a lot of people may want to give those away as stocking stuffers, so we do that. We get our party platters that people order ahead. We get a lot of pre-orders for Thanksgiving already. And we also have our donut chips, which again, it's something we're going to be revealing
donut
a little
bit. Donut chips?
Donut
Tell
chips.
Tell us about the donut chips.
Donut chips are an idea we looked at. Some days we have some leftover donuts, and we decided that we were going to cut these up. And we were going to bake them because they were a snack. So when you bake them, they become like a crunchy, our chocolate glazed donut turns into like a brownie brittle. And then our cake donuts, you sugar cinnamon those, they taste like little mini pieces of fried dough that are crispy. And that's something that people can take, and they have a shelf life longer than the donuts. So if you want to give those away as gifts, a lot of people have been talking about those too. So we have a lot of things. We have a lot of merch. We have a lot of t-shirts and sweatshirts, and we got ceramic coffee mugs coming in this week that are going to get nice Christmas gifts. So we have a lot of stuff. You can do a lot of your Christmas shopping right at our donut shop.
Sounds great. It almost sounds like a tourist destination. So anybody that's traveling throughout the area should definitely stop at your place, get an amazing donut, a great cup of coffee that's freshly brewed, maybe pick up a gift card for those people in their lives with a sweet tooth, and tell us exactly how to find you. So if we're navigating through the town of Westboro on Small Business Saturday, how do we find you?
Well, two ways. I mean, one, if you're running parallel to Route 9, Route 30 is the parallel road. That's where you want to get. So if you're coming from Route 9, you can take a left at Lyman, a right at Lyman Street, or a left, whatever way you're coming. Go by the Willows, and you want to take a right down on, I think that's West Main Street or East
Main
Street?
West Main Street.
West Main Street. And then we are on 3 Colonial Drive, which you're going to pass at Cumberland Farms, and you're going to approach an unnamed donut place, we're not going to mention them, take that left. And that's going to be, you're going to see the big Rocco sign, black and white. Once you see that, that's what you arrive. If you're coming from Route 30, look, you're heading from Grafton, coming up by Tufts, you want to go get to the Rotary. And when you get to the Rotary, you want to take, you swing around, and I think it's your second, we'll just stay on the Rotary. You're going to miss the 7-Eleven, and then there's a road, but don't take that road, stay right out, go under the bridge, and you're going to take a right. And then that's going to take you to Colonial Drive also.
So Colonial Drive is the destination of choice for a delicious donut and a freshly brewed cup of coffee on Small Business Saturday. Thank you so much for joining us today. We wish you the best of success on Small Business Saturday, but every day, and a great 2020.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care.
You too.
Continuing with our Small Business Saturday promotion, we're so excited that Emily Harvey's here with us today to share with us what she is doing on behalf of her third generation family farm, Harvey's Farm in Westboro. Welcome, Emily. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having us, Deborah.
So tell us a little bit about what you're offering any Small Business Saturday shopper this November 30th that comes into your store and is looking forward to buying holiday gifts and or decor for their home.
Sure. So we're going to be offering with our Old World Christmas ornaments a free ornament when you purchase three of them. These have become a tradition in of themselves. It's nice because we have an extensive collection of them. So really everyone on your list you can find of the perfect ornament for. And they're a nice price where they're a collectible item, but they're an affordable collectible. So it becomes a tradition for people to have year after year.
That sounds wonderful. And for those of our listeners who do not know what an old world ornament is, can you tell us a little bit about the history of them, when they were established, and what they're all about?
Old world ornaments are a traditional glass hand-blown ornament. They really range in sizes and colors from a little miniature mouse and farm animals to traditional Christmas styles, from little to large. And really, you can find different ones for different themes. So we have them kind of broken down by hand tools and gardening themes, to ugly sweaters and takeout boxes and food things. So if it's a teacher gift that you're looking for and you have a lot of different types of people or different subjects that are taught, or you know, a girls group that you get together and different people have different interests, you can really find a unique item for each person that you're looking for.
Oh, it sounds like a wonderful gift, and also for hostess gifts.
Absolutely.
To bring to parties, to those book club gifts, teacher gifts sounds perfect because everyone is always looking
Absolutely.
For a nice teacher's gift
Absolutely.
That they can give. That sounds lovely.
And something a little different.
Little different. And let's talk a little bit about decorating, holiday decorating. And everyone is always looking for a spot to get fresh greenery, to decorate their mantles or their front urns, or perhaps a really great quality Christmas tree that's going to be long lasting and fragrant. Can you share with us what you're offering this year in the realm of greenery?
Certainly. So we're really known for real Christmas. Although we do offer artificial and pre-made things, we are known for specifically our premium grade Fraser firs. These are known for their needle retention, their fragrance. It's going to be something that you're not having to clean up after. It's going to smell like Christmas, and they really hold onto their needles throughout the season, as well as being able to hold those heavier ornaments as well. So people looking for, you know, high quality and really going to last them throughout the holidays, that's what you're going to look for. We also do a lot of our own farm grown greenery. So my dad has over decades grown different types of evergreens and some variegated things you're not going to find everywhere. And he'll hand cut those and make boughs, so you can do fresh window boxes and urn arrangements at your house. But we also put a lot of those together ourselves. So whether you're looking for more of a do-it-yourself project and you want all the ingredients, we can help you at that stage, but we can also offer finished product as well with all the pieces put together, custom-made wreaths using our greenery, handmade bows, all the decorations that you need. So whatever range that you're looking for, we have all the pieces to achieve that.
That's perfect. And I always think of Harvest Farm as an excellent place also to find unique stocking stuffers, from your candles to the candy and all the specialty items, your honey collection. Do you want to talk about some wonderful picks that would be great for stocking stuffers?
Absolutely. Sure. So we're also known for all of our privately labeled food products. So we say, you know, all these gourmet things, brandied peaches are an amazing stocking stuffer and hostess gift, jams, jellies, our own honey from our hives, great for allergy relief, but also a natural sweetener. And people usually like to stock up on that for the winter months as well. Mulled cider mix, all those sorts of things. So gourmet popcorns, old-fashioned sodas we're really known for. So we have our line of birch beer and root beer and raspberry lime Ricky, but also some really unique things like bacon soda and some different names that those have become really popular stocking stuffers over the years as well.
That sounds wonderful. And are you still carrying collectibles in the store?
Somewhat. So buyer's choice, we still offer the Old World Christmas are considered a collectible. We do have some different offerings now that necessarily maybe not a collectible per se, but you know, things that you're not going to find everywhere at the box store. We really pride ourselves in finding those unique things that you're not going to find everywhere.
It's just great. So we hope that all of our listeners will definitely go and visit Harvey's Farm on what is the exact address?
Absolutely.
So, make sure we get
them there. 7 Maple Avenue in Westboro, Massachusetts.
7 Maple Avenue in Westboro, to find anything from holiday decorating, decor, fresh greenery, dried greenery, and also the amazing selection that you have of collectible items, Christmas ornaments, and all the specialty delectables that you just mentioned. Thank you for participating in Small Business Saturday, for all that you and your family do for the community, and we really look forward to your success, not just on Small Business Saturday, but all throughout the new year that's fast approaching all of us.
Thank you so much, Deborah.
Emily.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now joining us is Melissa from Yummy Mummy Bakery. As many people know in this area, Yummy Mummy has these award-winning fudge brownies that are becoming so incredibly popular, not just here in our region, but all over the world because they ship worldwide. Melissa, welcome and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us about Small Business Saturday and what you're doing, and then I'd love to delve a little bit into some of the parts of your business that make it so special and unique.
We're very excited to participate in Small Business Saturday on November 30th. The bakery will be open from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. And we're going to be offering our brand new gourmet hot chocolate for free. You can come in and choose between the original chocolate, our salted caramel, or peppermint hot chocolate, which comes with our homemade whipped cream or marshmallows.
So we can come in on Small Business Saturday and enjoy a cup of hot chocolate and shop those delicious baked goods and then walk around the rest of the town holding our hot chocolate. Sounds amazing.
It'll be delicious.
And this is your own secret recipe.
Absolutely.
Oh, gosh. If it's anything like your brownies, I'm sure it's going to be incredible. So tell us a little bit about how you got started. Yummy Mummy Brownie, it sounds like you had a special brownie recipe that then became something much bigger, because we know you offer cookies and cakes, gorgeous cakes decorated for any occasion, cake pops. I think we've seen some incredible little lemon tarts in your case and some other interesting delights. So why don't you share with us a little bit about the history, why you got started, and how it's really metamorphosized into this amazing baking company.
Thank you. I actually started out of my home over 13 years ago. I was looking for something to do. I was a stay-at-home mom with two-year-old triplets at the time, and I started to bake my grandmother's fudge brownies and had an idea that I should share them with everybody, and created a business behind it and operated out of my home for over 8 years just making brownies, but came up with over 20 different varieties. And after the eighth year, when it just got too small, or I should say too big, and my home got too small, I decided to move into a retail location in Westboro. And in doing so, I was able to expand my offerings, still offering the brownies, but now, like you said, offering cupcakes, custom cakes, platters, and whatnot.
And you then expanded into bigger space. So you have a huge kitchen now. And it's our understanding that you ship all over the world, corporate gifts. If we wanted to order gifts for our clients, we could have you send dozens of your specialized brownies in different flavors to clients or vendors all over the world. And I know a lot of companies around here are using your company for their baked goods. Why don't you share a little bit with us about how that has grown and how your corporate sector is growing and what you envision for the future for Yummy Mummy Bakery?
We always welcome corporate gifts, whether we are shipping them or delivering them or having them picked up at the bakery. Like you said, we offer mixed gift boxes of brownies. A new thing that we are putting out is a large block of brownie with a bamboo knife, which can be customized to the company. It looks awesome and it's perfect to share for an office. We'll include a handwritten message and ship it off for you. So it's super easy for any company to just give us a list and we'll take care of the rest. And if you're having local meetings or want to impress a certain client, we can create boxes of goodies, platters, and get that done for you as well. As for the future of Yummy Mummy, we continue to operate our retail location. We have a great website where anybody can order even just one box of brownies and have it shipped anywhere in the world. And we continue to do our farmers markets throughout the region. And who knows, maybe there's a second location somewhere in the future for Yummy Mummy Bakery.
And don't you do pop-ups at farmers markets in Boston? I remember perhaps over the summer you were near Boylston Street, is that right, in Boston? And
yes.
You've also been in other locations?
We go in during farmers market season. We are in Boston at least once a week. We do Copley Square Market, Dewey Square Market near South Station, the SOA Market on Sundays, and Kendall Square on Wednesdays. And we will continue to do that when the weather starts to get warm again.
Fantastic. And we would be very remiss if we didn't mention that you are the baker of our highly sought after snowflake cookies for
yes.
Christmas and the holiday season when we send them out to our clients. And they have been so well received. We can't wait to place our order this year. And so you also can customize cookies for whether it's a company, whether it's a school. And so that's been a really big plus, especially because we like to buy local because we believe in sustainability, as so many other companies do. And it's wonderful to have Yummy Mummy located so nearby so that we can all take advantage of your amazing baked goods and share them,
share the love
with so many other people.
We appreciate that. Thank you very much.
And what is your website?
YummyMummyBakery.com.
YummyMummyBakery.com. Melissa, thank you so much for joining us today. We wish you the best of success on Small Business Saturday and beyond.
Thank you so
much. Thank you.